name-calling, personal attacks, allegations of illegal campaign activity. Two candidates running to be the Democratic nominee for Bucks County's congressional district have pulled out the whole negative campaigning playbook to try to win votes. But as WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, you can't predict what makes voters punch the ballot.
Democratic primary opponents Steve Sanisero and Shaughnessy Naughton are on a breakfast offensive, wooing potential supporters with free meals around the 8th District. On a recent Saturday morning, Naughton, a scientist by training, dished out her talking points over dwindling coffee and pastries at Pat's Bistro in Levittown.
You know, I think we benefit from having diversity of experience and background. And the fact that I'm a small business owner, a lot of politicians talk about small business and really don't understand or know what the challenges facing us are.
2 days later, Sanisero was at the Golden Dawn Diner on New Falls Road, treating a couple dozen district residents who responded to robocalls.
All right, well, good morning, everyone.
He likes to start his pitch with the day he says put him on the path to public service, September 11th, 2001.
And it was one of those events that really made me stop and think about what I was doing, and I decided I wanted to have something to do that would really give back more to the community.
He quit his job at a law firm to become a high school teacher and eventually ran for public office.
Now, I was a township supervisor in Lower Makefield before I got elected to the State House. In both capacities, I've always fought for the people I represented.
While the candidates mostly focus on issues and folksy origin stories in these small, soft sell events, what they run over TV airwaves is another matter.
Why should we trust a Harrisburg politician like Steve Sanisero?
Naughton's campaign paints Sanisero as a do-nothing career politician who's exaggerated his accomplishments in Harrisburg, misleading voters.
His campaign brags about his accomplishments, but in fact, he has failed in 54 attempts to get any legislation on the books.
Sanisero did co-sponsor dozens of bills that passed, but just as many that he spearheaded languished in committees in a Republican-majority House. While he says he's never overstated his accomplishments, he makes a point to frame them carefully in person.
I've had two pieces of legislation that one became law as an amendment to another bill. The other was an ethics bill that was designed to create bright line rules in the wake of the Bonusgate scandal. That became part of our ethics rules in the House.
For its part, Sanisero's camp says Naughton is illegally coordinating with a political action committee that she started.
Shaughnessy Naughton's dishonest attack on Steve Sanisero called incendiary. No wonder she's been questioned for violating the law. The truth.
Steve Sanisero is endorsed by. Is it true? We do know that her campaign manager and fiance, Josh Morrow, has worked for the PAC that she started at the same time as running her campaign.
Well, that's pretty bold.
That's Larry Noble, counsel with a D.C. think tank, Campaign Legal Center. But he says just working for both doesn't necessarily break the law, barring coordination between candidates and independent PACs.
You know, if you could show that he discussed with them what her campaign was going to do, and then he stops working for them and they use that information, then you could very well have coordination. How would you prove it? That's always the difficulty in coordination cases.
With all this squabbling over personal conduct, it's easy to overlook the candidates' similarities. Naughton and Sanisero are both progressive candidates who've received big checks from national interest groups. They both support expanding early childhood education, lowering the cost of college, and tougher gun control. And while they may try to sway voters with negative campaigning, people are free to choose a candidate based on nearly anything. 83-year-old Ruth Custer, one of the people at Naughton's Breakfast, says she supports her for one reason.
I was decided when I came in here. Women think past their ass, as I say. Because the men have tunnel vision.
Veteran Boy Scout leader Lou Moore did his thinking with his stomach and went to both candidates' breakfasts.
I'm an old guy, and I live by myself, so anytime I get a free meal, I'm there. So, but this is better than Shaughnessy's breakfast. So.
That's one vote for hash browns. As for the congressional race, he says he's undecided. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.